Hi, good afternoon. My name is Natalia. On a recorded line, I'm calling about the Depo Provera, the birth control lawsuit. Is this Latasha?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Hi, Miss Latasha. I'm doing well. We did receive your inquiry online for information. Did you talk to an attorney already about the lawsuit?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
No, not yet. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions. Can you tell me how many years you used the Depo Provera?
I use it 2 years and like 10 months. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with any tumors or meningioma after taking it?
Yes, ma'am, I was.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am.
You did.
Both? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't have an attorney for this yet?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers at all for this matter?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yes. Okay. And do you know if the meningioma was of the brain or the spine?
My brain.
The brain. Okay. And what was the date of diagnosis?
Okay. I was diagnosed, I'm trying to think back, okay. April the 12th, somewhere in there, 2016.
Okay, yes, so back in 2016. And what was the method of the diagnosis? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both, or something else?
I had both, MR and the CT.
Both. Okay. And where were you treated? What medical facility?
Actually, I was treated through Meredith Health Wesley. It's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
In Hattiesburg. Okay. I'm sorry. Can you spell that for me?
Meredith, M-E-R-I-T, Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
In Hattiesburg, okay. Merit Health, Wesley. Do you happen to know the address?
Yes, 5001 Hardest Street, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Hardest
three
Street.
9.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, Hardest Street. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, 3942 should be the error code. Zip code.
Zip code.
The zip code, yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. I do see it on here. I did Google it to make sure the address is there. So I'll just copy that here. Thank you. And besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And you were treated at Merit Health Wesley. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And where were you first prescribed the Depo Provera? What medical facility?
Actually, I was with my from my family doctor. I was going and Dr. Joseph McIntyre. It was my family doctor that had recommended, and he was from out of Meredith. Meredith Health, Wesley. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, so he was located in that facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then can you spell the name of the doctor?
Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-I-R-E, McIntyre.
McIntyre, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then what is your date of birth?
3/14/1976.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
Well, I knew several of my neighbors and also several ladies that I went to school with. So, you know, I just was reaching out to see if, you know, if I, because I know that, you know, I did go and, you know, was put on this at the time, and I did, you know, receive these, you know, this type of, you know, went on the, you know, this situation, because, like
Of
I
course.
said too, that's why a lot, why, you know, a lot of, you know, which I call a light stroke is also, so that's why kind of my language and me trying to pronounce words and stuff like that, you know, is, you know, kind of slurry, can't hardly, my tongue get very twisted at times, so I just try to ask people to just please bear with me, you
Of
know.
course.
And, you know, because I be trying to say, you know, and trying to get out different things, but when you actually done had a stroke or either a light stroke, it affects, you know, really your brain really a lot, you
Yeah,
know.
it does,
It
yeah.
really does. Yes, ma'am.
I see. I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. I'll make some notes here on the questionnaire. So you said that you have neighbors that also used the Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I have neighbors that I knew, you know, that have done used also back when, you know, when I was on it and everything, because it was back in like 2016 when, you know, it's been years, you know. And then, like I said too, you know, which they don't live around me anymore, you know, they moved away or whatever, but I just, you know, I knew, you know, grew to new people and like family or whatever, but.
Of
Yes,
course.
ma'am. I knew people. Yes, ma'am. I really did.
Yes, okay. No problem. I'll ask you, or I'll send you information that you can possibly send to them as well, just so that they're aware, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. And then, did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of Depo-Provera?
Yes, ma'am. I did.
You
I
did.
used, yes, ma'am. I used the Pfizer, I think.
The Pfizer one?
Pfizer was the brand. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year, meaning you took four injections in the 1 year?
Yes, ma'am. I used it actually 1 year, but I was on it for 2 straight years.
Two straight years. Okay.
Two straight years.
When did you
Go
start
ahead.
using it?
I received it my first back like October 2009. And if I'm thinking right, my last injection was like July of 12, 2012, somewhere like that. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
So 2009 to 2012. And can
Yes,
you
ma'am.
confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your first and last name. Can you spell your first name?
LATASHA, Latasha.
And
My
spell
middle
your
initials,
initial.
middle initials are, my last name is Michael, MICKEL.
Okay, pronounced Michael. Okay, thank
Yes,
you.
ma'am.
And then is this your cell phone number? 601-641-1652?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. And then I have your email. I have LatashaMichael_33_0376@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake questionnaire. At
Yes,
the
ma'am.
end of the questions, what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for the legal document, can you verify your social?
587. 3543 36.
Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
114 Dewey, DEWEY Avenue, Collins, Mississippi, 39428.
Okay, 39428.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
do you have medical records that you can provide the attorneys, either through mail or electronically?
Well, yes, I do, but at the time right now, I'm out of town. I'm with my sister for the holidays, and I know It's probably be about 15, 20 days before I actually be back home. But all my documents, you know, is somewhere in my storage house that I have at home. So, like I said, I can, you know, try to make sure I get them and find them, locate them, and if I need to send, you know, anything, or either, you know, you all can get it from the hospital, but, you know, I'm not at home. I'm out on a long vacation right now.
That's
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Thank you for letting me know. As long as you can provide them later, would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically or both?
Well, both, you
Both.
know. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
All right, thank you. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in the case so that they can go ahead and continue. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
It'll be separate because it's my daughter. I could, yes, my
Your
daughter.
daughter.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
And what is her phone number?
Her phone number is 601-641-8500.
Okay. And can you provide her first and last name?
First name is Erin Nisha. It's gonna be double double A double double R O W, I mean a double N, I'm sorry, double N ESHA, Erinesha Michael.
Michael, that's MICKEL.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Aranisha Michael, and that is your daughter. All right. And it looks like that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to go ahead and make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send you that electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
I yeah, just have to kind of get back fresh with it, but yes, ma'am, I can remember, you know, few months ago, but I can try to make sure I can get it done. Yes, ma'am.
Of course, no problem. And you can put me on speaker now if you haven't
Okay.
already. I'll help you with the document in case you have any questions.
Okay.
It'll just be a few initials and a few signatures. I think you just tap through and you can sign it with your finger. It's pretty easy. It'll tell you where to sign exactly. So
Yes.
let me just make sure here. I'm going to send it to your email and also to a text message. It's the same document, whichever one's easier for you to open, you can access.
Okay. I'm right here at my email. Okay. So I touch
It'll say DocuSign.
okay. Okay, then it says, say yes, right? Yes. Okay. Okay. Alexander, Latasha, Maggie. Okay. I'm going to say continue. Okay. And it says, I agree to electronic record and signatures. Okay. Check that box.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, continue.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then it's got start at the top, or do I go down? Okay, I got to down here at the page. So it says, so I got to try to draw my signature, right?
Yes, either that or there's also an option. I think there's a signature that they already made. You can choose one of those if that's easier.
Okay, I'm trying to draw it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, as best as you can, it's okay.
Okay. See. I did the best I could. Maybe that's a C. I did the best I could. Okay. I say adopt and well, I mean, do I say adopt and sign at the bottom?
Yes, ma'am. Adopt and sign, that way it'll save.
Okay, and then
Then you can
If
click next or continue. It'll show you the next box that you need to sign.
okay. Okay, and then, okay. Okay. Okay, and then it says, I did all the thing, and it says finish.
It says finish. Okay. So it looks
And
like
then,
that is all. That is all that you had to sign. So I just got the notification. It looks like everything's okay. You'll get another email with a copy of everything so you can save that for your records. Miss Latasha,
Yes, ma'am.
the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you right back. They'll do a case verification and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Yes, ma'am. So you said 5 business days I can look forward.
Yes, ma'am. Within 5 business days, if they don't call in that amount of time, you can reach back out to me so that I can take a look at the file, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
Okay.
now I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for the attorney so you can save that in your contacts, okay?
Okay, so you're gonna message, it'll be message
Yes,
or
ma'am. It'll be a text message.
okay.
All right, and that's it for today, ma'am. Thank you for letting me assist you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, sweetie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.